Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. If you want free shipping around Australia, head over to heapsnormal.com and put duty-free as a code in the checkout page and next thing you know, on your way out the door to Pilates, you'll be tripping over a carton of the stuff on your welcome mat. Get around it. That is all.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rack can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Luke Heggie, and I'm flying solo today. Cody's indisposed. We do have the bulk of the episode in the can from last week when we recorded some other stuff, so don't panic. Not a lot going on for me in rainy old dirty town Sydney. Went to Yeppoon on the Queensland coast for Friday for a gig. It was great. Haven't been there for decades. And then, as it turns out, twice in 2 months, we're going to be back there on the weekend of November 18, 19 for the Cap Coast Comedy Fest with a bunch of other comics from around the country. On top of the stand-up, there'll be a live Mid-Flight Brawl show. So if you're in the region, come watch a bunch of bewildered Queenslanders wonder exactly what's going on as I talk gibberish and Cody plays with his little sound bites. While I was up there on Friday, I did see a late-night street fight, about a dozen participants. The Wallopers showed up, broke it up pretty smartly. Good on the boys in blue for keeping the streets safe. Just a good old-fashioned 2 a.m. country pub street brawl, nothing major. There was a time when two blokes used to go outside and settle a score and then go back in and have a beer together. Not anymore. Thanks to video games, superheroes for adults, and the highly defined dichotomy of opinions and beliefs, an argument with another person automatically turns them into your lifelong mortal enemy. Couple that up with the youth being told they're brilliant at every turn and getting themselves big unnecessary gym muscles as accessories, and you got yourself a powder keg of idiots capable of causing some big damage out on the streets, so take it easy. I managed not to be punched in the head myself for many years, and I just don't take enough time aside, I think, to acknowledge how much I enjoy that. While I'm here, thanks very much for the patrons for chipping in a bit each month to keep this thing going. I haven't had to swing a hammer for some time because of you people supporting the podcast, and if you want to get in on the extra fortnightly episodes that come out, there are more than 50 in the bank you can access straight away. And while I'm down here, I did have a complaint come across my desk about ad placement during the regular episodes. So I had a listen and thought, yeah, that is literally mid-sentence. That would really annoy me if I'd paid for a service and that happened. Yuck. But then you don't, do you? If you want to avoid having to sit in your house having a good Aussie battler whinge about stuff, then you can sign up to Patreon economy level or above and access the normal episodes ad-free. Furthermore, when discussing this complaint with one Nicholas J. Cody, I found that he specifically requests for the ads to go in mid-sentence in the middle of the episode to maximise the annoyance level for the whiners. Just when you think he couldn't like that bloke more. And all down here too, actually, complaining to me via social media, that's not on. I have a specific complaints form on my website, lukeheggie.com. Word to the wise, I've maxed them out, so I can't even read them anymore without paying the company that does the survey, so I won't be doing that. That's not really the point of complaining anyway, is it? So fill your boots and fill out a multi-choice complaints form and send it off to the void, and we all win. Anyway, better get moving. I'm busy. This weekend I'm doing a Jetstar red-eye from Darwin to Sydney, followed an hour later My flight to Perth, not ideal. But we'll be limbering up beforehand in case there's an issue. So anyway, enjoy the episode. See you next week. All right, mate. This week, if you can cast your mind back to October 30, 1998.
Nice singing there, mate.
We're going to the West Midlands.
Hey, may I mention, I reckon the last bunch of eps, there's a lot of 98, 99, early 2000. I reckon September 11, a lot of people pulled their heads in for a few years.
Yeah, they did, but then they came back strong, and they're back stronger than ever now.
Oh, yeah.
It's the pendulum of
people will not
rubbery.
Get better.
Yeah. Doesn't last long. Like, people are back to sneezing on the bus and shit now. Who cares? No one gives a shit in the end.
Oh, yeah, now people turn up to work sick. Yeah, it's just the flu. Yeah, all right.
I think a few things have changed irrevocably, like the way people don't bother going to work if they've got a bit of a sniffle now, and the way they demand refunds if they're sick, if they've bought a ticket to a live show or something. That sort
That's
of shit.
That's my favourite. Yeah.
Nah, man. Sorry. Didn't make you sick.
Yeah, you know what? I've never heard anyone with an actual illness hit me up, go, fuck, man, bad news, just found out, cancer. I'm in chemo, can't make it.
Oh, I had a guy who broke his leg or something. Something happened in Brisbane, and genuinely, I was like, man, hit me up next time. No, I just wanted to let you know I didn't come because I had a fucking massive accident or something. Like, oh, man, next time you come, hit me up, I'll get your ticket. Nah, it's all right, mate. But people who are genuinely crook usually don't bother fucking having a massive whinge. The ones who have got every reason to whinge don't do it as much.
That makes you think, doesn't it?
Modern life. There has been a bit of a theme recently on English grubs, actually.
Oh, yeah.
This is yet another classic fare for our podcast
Pepsi.
Here. Pepsi. The West Midlands city of Coventry is where our bloke is from today. Home of Lady Godiva, no less, the 11th century activist who rode through the joint nude on a horse, one of the original larrikins.
Fuck yeah.
She was protesting taxes levied on the citizens by her own husband. Imagine that chat at the dinner table. If you put taxes up, I'm going to get all my gear off and ride through the town like a fucking lunatic. Must have been a standoff.
You weren't fucking around, love. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah.
The next night dinner. Jesus Christ.
I've always loved protests. I appreciate, especially when the activity has little to do with the issue. It's great. Yeah.
Wasn't there one on the Goldie recently? Someone turned up on a horse.
Oh, that was a border issue.
Yeah.
Rode through the border on a horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
At speed.
Yeah.
Dig the spurs in and go.
Yeah.
They do have modern protesters do seem to have a bit of an affinity with the olden days, don't they? They're a bit eureka.
Mm.
A little bit fucking gold rush era. We saw it in America. We see it here. The good old days, the good old boys. A lot of that. Melbourne, in fact, home of the arts and progression, they don't mind mass street gatherings.
Oh, no, they walked up the Westgate Bridge last year.
Well, every time I'm there, there's something going on. I was there recently. Bourke Street appears to be the easiest to commandeer. And I was there, when was I there? A couple of weeks ago when I saw, I didn't see you actually. I was there for, that was only a week or so ago.
Yeah.
There was an anti-mask rally, but it was after mask mandates had been lifted.
Well, they don't really keep up with the news.
Must have booked in and thought, fuck it, we're going anyway. You gave us what we wanted. That's not what we wanted. What we wanted is to fight a bit more, you know. Might as well give the Eureka flags a bit of a run. I'll tell you, you can say what you want about racists, but they don't mind completely changing the meaning of symbols, do they?
Oh, no.
The swastika was a good luck symbol until about 100 years ago. Eureka's gone a similar way. Workers' rights and unionism through to its current get off my fucking land meaning that it's got now. Pretty good. Also from Coventry.
I also do love a lot of don't pour poison in my body while someone's just fucking smashing darts walking down the main street.
That's fine, though. There's no evidence to suggest that there's a problem.
Did my own research. Yeah. My grandpa lived to 86, smoked every day. Whatever.
Yeah. The ceiling above his recliner was yellow. Nothing wrong.
I do love it, by the way, a yellow the yellow
mustache,
almost like a yellow Hitler mustache,
yeah,
as a part of a full mustache where just dart smoke has rolled through the fucking tips, mustache tips from Durry Smoke is incredible.
Also from Coventry, of course, is ska revival band The Specials, which experienced a revival themselves in the late 90s thanks to the rise of snowboarding and that particular semi-criminal pastime, searching for an identity, stopping off at ska along the way. It's you.
Trumpet.
Oh, ska.
Also, Cat Empire, I Can't Get Around.
It's that the same sort of shit. Yeah.
That song from the early 2000s that.
Oh,
hello, hello. Hated it.
Easy to get sick of very, very quickly. Myself took about half an hour, at which point they'd played it four times on the radio. Also from Coventry, the perennially underachieving football team, the Sky Blues. Never done much, sucked in, except in 1996, and I remember this, when the most horrific injury occurred to David Bust, busting both his tibia and fibula in one shot. It's disgusting to see. Yuck. The Man United goalkeeper, who was right there.
Studs out.
Schmeichel. No, he just saw it. And he vomited on the pitch when he had a squiz, right on the penalty spot, pretty much. Had to clean it up. Oh, it was disgusting. It was, have a look at it if you want, but don't.
I thought it was going to be like a deer with a car. Like, I thought it was going to be more, they've never seen an actual injury, so they don't know what to do. They just freeze and stare at it.
Oh, no, this was.
It's more fake rolling around.
Unbelievable. Like, I don't want to, I'm not looking at it ever again. Right. I still remember it. Oh,
the no good. Miami Dolphins quarterback. Tua, he got knocked out a couple of weeks ago, real bad one, passed all the concussion protocols, came back this week, sling tackle into the ground, fucking the fingers curled up in front of his head, took feet, like toes pointed, like he's doing ballet,
yeah,
and the fingers were all curled up and everyone went, probably let him back in a bit too soon. Doctor got fired.
All right.
The doctor who let him pass the concussion protocol got booted.
How many fingers am I holding up? Straight them out and I'll tell you.
Man, he was gone.
Ugh.
But a tibia and fibula, that's quite an effort.
It was fucking gross.
Remember, kids, drink milk.
Milk would have saved this. Also from Coventry, of course, our mate for the day, Stephen Handy.
Beautiful.
39 years old, prime of his life. Although nearly every article on the bloke says he's from somewhere different. King of the road. Can't cage a bloke like this. He's a renegade.
Yeah.
Stephen is a surprise. Stephen with a PH.
Is he a traveller?
No.
You know, not the traveller as in on a plane. Traveller as in...
The racist one. No. Yeah.
Caravan for me, man.
He's Stephen with a PH. PH. Sorry. Stephen with a V would be far more believable for this bloke. With a V is a more tip-rat version of the name, isn't it? Stephen's job does appear to be drifter. That's all the internet could come up with. Oh, drifters. Usually up to no good, are they? Except for John Rambo. He was a drifter. Didn't want any trouble. It found him.
Yeah. Didn't he just want a meal? I watched that again the other day.
Yeah, he just wanted to walk through the town.
Yeah, have a squeeze. A meal,
let him on his way. Couldn't let him do it, could they? And then all the rest of it happened. The flight is Air Tours. Flight 463, Gatwick to Malaga, genuine hotbed route.
Again, we've mentioned this before. When we started this podcast, we thought we were going to get a lot like the Southern Gold Hemisphere. Tiprat Triangle, Gold Coast, Denbasar, Phuket. And
Perth.
Rarely have they popped up.
Yeah, not too much. Anything out of England that's not Heathrow. That's on a hair trigger.
Mm.
Gatwick Airport, that was a bit tired even then.
Yeah.
Especially now. In 1998, they were off the back of a series of brawls on Air Tours flights. Air Tours, as we know, became part of Thomas Cook and continued to live the dream for a couple of decades. Stephen was in possession of a 1 litre bottle of vodka before getting on.
Beautiful.
I'm guessing at that stage of human evolution, 1998, it still had that funny prawn cracker net stuff around the bottle.
Hey, they still do that now.
They still got that stuff? I thought they switched to the orange net, the like a bag of oranges shit net or nothing.
Oh, what do you mean by the prawn cracker net then?
You know what I mean. That texture of fucking spongy net. So it's like a...
Oh, yeah.
You know, after McDonald's stopped using the non-biodegradable hardback burger containers, they've gotten them and cut them up. Duty-free, continue living the dream using polystyrene.
Yeah, I've said the polystyrene ones are still going. That's sort of the stretchier one.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it for some time.
I've seen those, yeah.
1 litre bottle of vodka. Most of it had gone by the time he stepped on the plane. Must have had a hole in the bottom.
I reckon the best place you can see a 1 litre bottle of vodka is with sparklers coming out in the VIP booth of a nightclub. That's best case scenario for a 1 litre bottle of vodka. Anywhere out to, and that's not great, but that's how low the bar is for what you're up to with a 1 litre bottle of vodka.
Oh, do they do 1 litres or isn't it 1125s in the shops? Or is it 1 litre even?
You can get all types.
Oh, okay. I thought the litre, the flat even litre was just strictly duty free. Because when I used to work in the shop, I'd been to, haven't had a look at the spirits, you know, shelf for a couple of decades, but it was 1125s or 750s or 700s they switched to.
I thought you suburban Brisbane in the 90s, it'd just be rum. Just rum's going out.
It's heaps of rum, but there'd be 1125 or 700 mils, and that's it.
It's a new era.
1 litre was not possible in the shops. Stephen was told he would not be served alcohol and had to sit in the back row of the aircraft away from the other passengers. So obviously that's just free.
He's got a litre of vodka already and they've put him near the drinks.
Mm. Well, we can't recline the seat in the back row. So that makes even me angry. Different era, still allowed on the plane. What do you make of having the, you know, in the back row? I know you don't sit in there often, but I have before. Having the seat reclined the 2 centimetres possible and having the stewardesses or male stewardesses, as you say sometimes, telling you to put it upright. That's happened to me. I reckon that's not on. That's when telling people what to do overtakes reason. Well, fuck off. There's no one behind me. There's a wall, a couple of centimetres. Yeah. I'm not offending it. Let me have it down.
The one I don't understand is the emergency exit rows, because generally 13 and 14 on a Boeing 737. So row 13, you can't put the seat back. That makes sense. But I don't think you can in row 14 either.
Well,
but it's like that's just going back into row 15. And if anything, it's giving more people room to get the fuck out of the door if anything goes wrong.
Oh, you're looking at the safety aspect. I'd look more at the discomfort of row 15 people. Safeties, but they might as well not have them, honestly.
I never put the seat back anyway on a domestic flight under 2 hours because I was raised correctly.
Yeah.
But
I think that people do more harm than good. I've seen the sort of people they put in safety rows. It's not always people capable of lifting a door.
Oh, no.
I'm just standing on the seat screaming like they've seen a fucking mouse or something.
I've almost dobbed people in. They can't put their bag in the overhead thing. You go, well, you can't get a fucking door off. Get out of the way.
Mm.
Oh. But I can't dob.
Everyone's
I'd rather die than dob.
Well, those, like, there's no way I would have been the only person off that flight that I was on about 6 months ago and those massive tanks were next to me. At least I was in the window. I would have been the only one to get out.
No By the way, that video, that's when you sent me footage of the weeping wound on the person next to you up against your arm, sorry.
Yes.
And I put a little cut up of it on TikTok.
Mm.
And to this day, I haven't put anything on TikTok in ages. Still, people battling, new battles taking part. Because of the algorithm, it just gets spat out whenever. It's not like Instagram. People can still see it occasionally.
What are they doing? They're against me in this situation or something.
Fat shaming versus, oi, don't be a fucking weeping wound pig. Cover your fucking wound up. You shouldn't be able to film someone. Fuck you.
This there person's actually arms some weeping. People against
battles.
Me in that.
Yeah, it's the internet, mate.
Like I get people against me all the time in other issues, but on that, that's 100%. I am not in the wrong there. I can't
be. It's the internet. Well.
Fucking hell.
It's the internet.
Whoa.
Yep.
As soon as the cabin doors closed, he began shouting at the flight attendants. They still hadn't taken off. He's an idiot. He became more and more abusive towards flight attendant Fiona Weir after takeoff. At one point, he put a hand on her stomach and asked her if she was pregnant.
Jesus.
Fiona dealt with it, but then suspected he'd been smoking in the dunny. He's pretty maggot by now. And he was told by Fiona to stop smoking on the plane. He said in response, what do you reckon?
How many words?
Too many. Seven. It's not what you're
saying. Get fucked. I can smoke if I want to.
Close. I'm not smoking, you fucking bitch. Don't tell a hooligan from Coventry to put his dart out. They don't like it. I mean, that should really have been the end of the story. But no, nag, nag, nag.
Do you think she accused him because as he's asked the question, the last bit of smoke's come out the nostril like a little bogan dragon?
Nostril smoke's not great. Not a lot of gentlemen doing that. I'd just let a bloke have his durry, will you, Fiona? He sat in his seat, knocked off the rest of the vodka. Liter gone. Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. Good choice. Not bad. Good choice.
1 liter. That is not bad. Good size. He was troublesome for the entire 2-hour, 50-minute flight. He shouted to passengers, "Give them so much shit, they love it." When talking about how you should be treating the flight attendants.
Wow, they love it.
And when he did grab Fiona, he wanted to know if she's pregnant. He said, "Are you fucking pregnant, you bitch?" So
wow,
how else is he supposed to find out?
Work on the bedside manner.
I know,
Stephen.
Yeah, there's workarounds. He would only calm down when confronted by male flight attendants. Once they were gone, he'd get abusive again.
Oh.
Like, I don't know why they'd station Fiona anywhere near him after this shit.
Yeah.
But she was. He then started beating his head against a seat in front of him, trying to make himself sick, and then he passed out.
Well, do you think it was the male flight attendants saying, "Hey, Fiona, you've been telling us how strong you have to give birth to a baby. All right. Here's time.
Oh.
Show Stephen a bit of this toughness."
Yeah, I don't know. I hope not. When the plane landed in Malaga, no diversion, nothing, just straight there, different time.
Oh, mate, if Air 2 was diverted every time someone from England was drunk on the way to Spain, it would...
They'd just be circling Gatwick.
Yeah.
Taking up space.
It'd be like more like a NASA takeoff.
Yeah.
You know, where just last minute they go, "Fuck, sorry, we can't do it."
Yeah.
Clouds.
Oh, you just flip a coin if you're going to fill the tank properly or not. Don't bother. I saw the filth getting on. Plane landed in Malaga. Captain announced to everyone that they were waiting on the runway for the police.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a mistake. Don't tell them in advance. Gives them time to prepare a counterattack.
Yeah.
And I don't think enough gets made of this. That's inciting violence. Let the filth come on board unannounced and get the bastard. None of the following would have happened if he just shut up, just said, you know, "We're just lining up the doors" or something. Tell a white lie.
Yeah. Of course, you don't have to be honest. The police should almost come on dressed as cleaners or something.
Yeah.
And just start belting the fuck out of him and pull a badge out. Gotcha.
Just a long line of ponytailed Casey Rybecks walking out from the galley.
Casey fucking Ryback.
All the passengers turned to Stephen and started abusing him. Bit of one dickhead.
"You're going home in the back of a divvy van."
Just a bit of, yeah, "Now we've all got to sit here while you get taken away. You're ruining my holiday." That sort of shit. Fiona tried to step in and calm everyone down. She's a good egg.
Oh.
Stephen repaid her act of goodwill trying to calm the mob down by exploding into a drunken rage. Stephen shouted, "Fuck off, it's the fucking bitch's fault here." And then Fiona told him to sit down. Then he put his face 2 inches from hers and said,
I'll tell you what book he wasn't reading on the flight, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
No, I don't Stephen believe it. Dale Carnegie just keeps covered digging. The you're a fucking bitch angle.
It's almost impressive in the way that the liter of vodka has not slowed him down. That is 22 standard drink. No, 22 and a 750. It's got to be, it's close to 30 standard drinks.
Yeah, that's a lot. Stephen shouted.
In one go with no food. Oof.
Yeah. Fuck off. It's the fucking bitch's fault here. And Fiona told him to sit down. Put his face 2 inches from hers and said, "You're laughing at me, you fucking bitch." Hasn't got a lot of range. Sort of, the vodka's hampered his vocabulary a little bit. Also,
by the way, again, I don't want to, you know, you don't want to glorify this bloke. Clearly a terrible human, but getting out those words, like the fact that people can understand anything he's saying.
Yeah.
Good effort.
You kind of know. If you're going to slur, you can't go too complex. You've got to keep it fairly simple. Keep it simple, stupid. It was pretty anti-state, so you can still take some mad weapons on a plane, but he didn't have any, however, so he had to improvise. So what he's done is he's hit her over the head with his vodka bottle.
Oh,
smashing Jesus. The bottle, permanently disfiguring Fiona. Then he used
Good choice.
Then he's used the broken bottle to give her a back massage, in for a penny mentality that consumes these fuckwits.
Jesus Christ.
Four passengers jumped on him and saved Fiona before he could do more damage. Fiona's managed to open the door and flee the plane, collapsing at the bottom of the stairs, bleeding profusely.
She's pregnant.
Well, I don't know. That's Stephen's take on it.
Oh, that was Stephen's take. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not great either way. But
no. Stephen then injured a Spanish police officer while resisting arrest. And they were in Malaga, as we mentioned, jewel of the south, gateway to Andalusia. Malaga is one of the oldest cities in Europe. 2,800 years of continuous habitation, Malaga. Pablo Picasso and Antonio Banderas, both born there. Plus, interestingly, earlier this year, one of your brethren, a Liverpool heroin dealer, David Ungi, was arrested there after a murder he'd taken part in 2015 in Liverpool. He shot a teenager off the back of a motorbike with a shotgun. Good laugh.
Gee, whoa.
Then he went to Spain a few hours later, leaving his mates to pick up the life sentence slack back in Liverpool. And he got caught in May 2022. Spanish don't seem to give a fuck about British crims hanging out over there, do they?
No. It's the tourists.
Guess what sort of place he got arrested in? What sort of establishment?
Oh, an Irish pub?
No, it was a gym.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
If you're on the run, just stay away from gyms. I mean, there's mirrors everywhere. You can see who's coming up. Like, keep an eye on the crowd. You've got 7 years under your belt. You probably reckon you've gotten away with it. I'd keep moving if it were me.
Just work out at home.
Get away from work. Yeah. Or just keep running. No need to work out. Malaga is, of course, now home to a little pool of hostess blood on the tarmac as well. Handy. Who had terrified.
Do you think the UK cops just call Malaga? Say, hey, someone just shot someone here. Just keep an eye out for him. So, do you suspect him of coming here? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, it's Malaga. Clearly.
That's why we're here. First stop. Didn't even go to his mum's house. Just came straight to Malaga. See if he's on the beach. Handy had terrorised the 180 people on board. He was seized by police and went to hospital, where he kicked another officer.
Jeez.
And then he was breathalyzed, just for a laugh, I think. He wasn't driving anywhere.
Can I have a guess at this?
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to go, it's because it's fucking incredible, the amount he's had. I'm going to say 0.324.
No, but I like the cut of your jib. Take what you thought and double it. 8 times the legal driving limit, which is 0.08 there. So 0.64 he was.
Fucking hell. That, I think, isn't that, you're almost borderline death.
Well, yeah, to put that in perspective, anything 0.04 and above puts you at high risk of falling into a coma.
Wow.
So, yeah, you should be dead, really. I think he's done more than just a liter of vodka. But then it is only a couple of hours. He's, well, an hour probably. He knocked that off.
Well, is there a – shit. Is it? I just had a look, healthline.com. Is there a lethal blood alcohol content? And it said once your blood alcohol content is 0.4 or over,
yep,
it's dangerous territory. At this level, there's a risk of coma or death.
Yeah.
And so he hasn't had a drink for a while. So it takes half an hour to get in your bloodstream. He necked it all in the first hour of the flight, no?
Yeah.
He's coming down from somewhere.
Mm. That's. I didn't mention any stomach pumps or anything like this. Obviously, though, the cuffs went on straight then.
Oh, yeah.
Status arrested.
But then, straight after, released on bail. Why not?
What do you mean?
He later jumped bail and fled to Britain. Bail conditions obviously didn't extend to telling border control not to let him leave the country. It's fucking attempted murder. Nah, he seems like a good bloke. He'll come back.
Yeah, but it's also a bit hard for him. Hey, border control, heads up. There's a drunk bloke named Stephen from England. Keep an eye out.
Well, yeah, but they could, while he's in the lockup at 0.64, yeah, take his passport, for example. Although, not long after, a few months, in fact, guess where Stephen went on holidays?
If you fucking say Malaga. No. To be fair, he probably forgot.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
A few months later, oh, with some mates.
Oh, fuck, he's gone.
It's amazing, isn't it? What a fucking ego. I'd choose somewhere else to go for a holiday later on if I'd skip bail. A few months later.
No, but I think mentally a bloke like that, just his knowledge of geography, he probably only knows Malaga, yeah, to go on holiday. He doesn't. It's like when you're in the early stages of a video game, you open the map, most of it's blacked out, you haven't explored it yet.
Yeah.
He's just got Coventry, Malaga.
Yeah. Get to Gatwick, go to Malaga. Maybe he thinks there's multiple Malagas all over the world.
Try another one.
Malaga's just a word for somewhere else.
He thinks it's like a Wetherspoons.
Yeah. He's with some mates, and an anonymous gobber tipped off authorities. He and his three mates were arrested at the airport in Malaga under suspicion of having drugs on them. But they were released without charge. No drugs on them.
Yeah.
So he's there, have your holiday, went back to Britain again. Your favourite journal.
What did he do? A week later. Hey, boys, I was just thinking, you ever keen on going to Malaga?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, oh, this can't. The vodka's wrecked him.
The Irish Mirror, the newspaper you always talk, yep, about, ironically named really, the Irish don't appear outwardly to own mirrors. They're quite partial to a comb though, aren't they? Running a disgusting little pocket comb through the greasy, thin red strands. The Mirror traced him to a pub in Essex and returned him to Spain.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, they got the filth to do it. Hope the Spanish police, and the English bobbies for that matter, all thanked the Mirror for their tireless and selfless work bringing criminals to justice. Bacon could just take a back seat in the UK and let the tabloids uphold common law.
I didn't know that for an online newspaper subscription. They're using that. I thought they were paying journalists, but they're getting fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter of Ireland to.
Dog the Bounty Hunter's probably got journalists in his list of stuff he's up to. Bounty hunting's a pretty big part of investigative journalism. Like the Aussie ones, those Aussie tabloid press, the TV ones, they'll go to another country and kidnap a kid. No problem. Whatever.
Yeah, you'll actually like that. He unfortunately does not have journalists, but it's pretty good. He's got. Dwayne, oh, by the way, did you know Dog the Bounty Hunter's name, his actual name?
It's Dwayne.
It's Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E.
Yeah.
Dwayne Chapman is an American television personality, bounty hunter.
You.
And former bail bondsman.
You.
More kitty!
Busy.
Bail bondsman, that's foreign to us, isn't it? That's just a middleman. Like it's outsourcing authority, isn't it, to the private sector?
Yeah, I've never.
A bit like their jails.
I've only ever seen it on American TV shows. I don't know. Does it happen here? Do we have them in Australia?
No idea what bondsman? That is. Like, I just know the term. It's crazy shit.
Do they put up the cash for people?
Mate, I don't know. Don't know.
Yeah.
The Spanish, reluctant to deal with him, just let him go again. See you, Steve. Three times a charm. A 2-year campaign led by Fiona and her husband led to the Foreign Office persuading Spain to bring charges to the pony-tailed Stephen Handy.
Oh, I should have guessed.
First person to be extradited from England to Spain to face a trial. You'll not guess what Stephen had been up to in the meantime. He's concocting a defence, obviously, while also making a new friend. Guess who his new friend was?
Oh, I don't know. I've got
God.
Of course.
Yep. Steve
Good
said,
timing.
You'll like this too. Steve said, I shouldn't have been allowed to board that plane when everyone could see that I was drunk. So, technically,
beautiful.
Not
oh,
Stephen's
wow.
Fault, was it?
Wow.
A maggot defense.
He's gone with that.
Most blue chip lawyers trundle out that as a first resort.
Break a duty free vodka bottle over a flight attendant's head.
Not his fault.
You just shut the fuck up and cop what you're getting.
If anything, it's the bottle.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Why was the bottle made of glass?
Yeah, it's a plane. Crazy. That's dangerous.
Oh, whoever blew that glass should be in jail. didn't remember much of the attack, and for once I believe him.
Yeah.
That's a lot of booze.
He rocks up to court with a vodka bottle. Vodka bottles don't kill people.
Yeah.
Flight attendants that let drunk people on a plane with a vodka bottle, they kill people.
He's on holiday and thought a drink would help me to relax, in his words, just a litre of vodka in a 2-hour time frame. Fiona wasn't there in court, but she had made some statements. Stephen arrived in court with a Bible to give to his victim, stating, I would have liked to give Fiona this Bible as a sign of my repentance and Christian love. So,
but she opens it up and there's just a hip flask in there.
Yeah.
Cut out. Cut the pages out.
He also wore a crucifix and a T-shirt with the words, Jesus is God, on the back.
Right, T-shirt.
That makes no sense. God's Jesus' dad. That's like saying Nick is Jeff and putting that on a shirt. He said, and this is good, he said he's off the drink, wanted to help the airlines to stop the drinking of alcohol on flights.
Oh, fuck. And don't, just because you can't drink, fuckhead.
The real culprit.
Don't wreck it for everyone else. I have been maggot hundreds of times on a plane. Never hit anyone with a vodka bottle. Yeah. I did once ask for some air. I said, can I please use your oxygen tank? And they said, no, you can have a ginger ale.
What? There's a person there with an oxygen tank up their nose and you wanted a whiff?
No, or... I'd been at Beer Fest in Frio all day. This is about 2014. And then just, you know.
Have they got an oxygen tank sitting there for medical emergencies?
I assume so. So just give us some. I'm in a bad way.
Yeah.
Just these ones.
You put your mouth up to the little aircon thing up on the ceiling.
The roof straw.
A bit of fucking roof nang. Fiona said.
Just one nostril. Just chuck it in one nostril.
I wouldn't put it past people to do that. Some people airing out their fucking, their shitty gusset undies and those things and putting their shoes on them and shit, get a bit of air.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Fiona said, every time any female crew went near him, he called us cunts, slags, sluts and whores. So, wrong earlier. He did have a bit of vernacular about him. The god he found just before his trial was clearly a different god to the one he made him get maggot and say all that stuff. Still, pretty hard not to completely forgive a bloke like that. He completely admitted that he'd injured the Spanish police officer and copped the GBH of Fiona. She was a wreck. Quit her job, traumatised.
Understandable.
Prosecutors demanded a 6-year jail sentence.
Is that all?
That is all.
I know we're 130-odd eps in, but this is one of the most graphic ones yet, I believe.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like a broken vodka bottle over a flight attendant's head is.
And then stabbing with the shards.
That's not a fucking smear shit on the wall or a tackle someone or, you know.
No, this is
punch
this
another bloke.
Attempted murder.
Yeah.
Cut and
six
dry.
6 years.
Yeah. He received 4 years and 4 months in jail.
Come on.
Stephen said in court, yeah, I know it was bad and everything, but I reckon 3 years would be fair. So he's still haggling. He's also ordered to pay £6,000 to Fiona Weir and £610 to the police officer. And he was banned for life from flying on air tours and Virgin Atlantic flights. Fiona Weir, she sued the airline afterwards. Not sure of the results of that. But someone tried to murder me. I don't reckon 4 years and $6,000 would satisfy me either.
No.
I'd want some of that sweet drug money you had stashed away, I reckon, as a drifter. On top of the 18 stitches she got, Fiona had to see a psychologist and suffered from nightmares and headaches thereafter. Never worked as a flight attendant ever again.
$6,000.
Yeah, it's not good enough, is it?
No.
Vodka bottle across the head.
You know the mistake she's made? Not America.
Yeah.
Say what you will about America, that'd be, she's got $5 million there.
Oh, you'd think so. I mean, David Dow, that was worse than the fall of Saigon, but he got busted teeth, not as bad as a vodka bottle across the head.
Mm.
Busted teeth, I reckon. Like undisclosed millions, that's probably 20-ish.
What about the doctor? Was it United Airlines?
Yeah, it's Dr. David Dow, who got dragged off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he get?
Well, it's hard to know. It's not been published, but I reckon 20 because it was so widely publicised.
Oh, no. In China, rumours are flying an alleged $140 million settlement.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been that much.
That is a lot.
A few different websites are saying 140 million.
Man.
Jesus. Well, you just got tackled, no? Dragged off.
I ended up getting busted teeth and stuff. I think he was doing that hold everything on the way out and put your head under everyone's, you know, just make it worse. I don't know.
Mm.
Well, it's like Saigon, like getting dragged onto chopper off a rooftop of a building that's collapsing in Saigon. As he said, it's worse than that.
Yeah, worse.
4 years, 4 months in prison in Spain. Plenty of time to memorize the Bible, though.
Oh, yeah.
And put his life to good use upon release. Maybe he would insert himself back into society by helping others, you'd think. Or maybe he'd just go back to being a Hell's Angel drug runner like he was.
Yeah. Oh, great.
So Hell's Angel.
So the Jesus ship wore thin as soon as he heard 4 years, 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
So that, fuck.
Explains the Drifter title there, doesn't it? He did, though. Like, he got banned from air tours and Virgin Atlantic. He also got banned from all British airlines and, in a well before its time pre-Brexit, he's been banned from the Eurotunnel and the ferry companies. So you're stuck in the uck, buddy. Hopefully he's concocted a workaround. Maybe he's put those big aquabike wheels on his Harley Davidson to get across the channel, pick up a few vacuum sealed bags of Jesus Christ.
What do you think? Do you think as soon as he heard the Eurotunnel, he's like, fuck, I can't even drive to Malaga. Oh, I can't even catch the ferry to Malaga. He just thinks that all roads lead to Malaga.
Well, they do in a way. No Malaga holidays. Malaga. Not that nice anyway. Around it, pretty good city. Bit of a dive. You been?
No, I assume it's like your Kuta in Bali situation. We go.
I'll take your word for that.
Go 10K any direction out of there. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, gorgeous. Staying, buddy. Staying Kuta. Fucking hell.
Oh.
A lot of Aussie bar.
It sounds so good, Kuta. Kuta Lines. Like you'd be spewing if you booked a hotel from here, sight unseen, in beautiful Kuta. And just you had to stay there. Or Bangkok for that matter. Same sort of deal, no? One night's enough.
But Bangkok's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heaps of stuff going on. Kuta is exactly what you think it is.
Mm.
Bangkok's got a lot going on. Kuta does not.
Yeah.
We're going to get you there, though, Heggy, once we get to 1,000 Patreon subscribers.
Years away from even debating that further. Don't worry about it.
You hear there was rumblings, put up a thing on our Instagram. A few people are hitting us up about a podcast cruise. Thoughts, Heggy?
Well, do you need to ask me? I'm not going on a fucking cruise for anyone. Least of all people who listen to something and think that gives them some sort of authority to say what we should do. Rack off. Absolutely not. Well, you can do it.
You're just zooming from your house, podcast cruise.
Yep.
Oh, fucking hell. That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. If you're not on board yet, get on patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Get all of our episodes of Land Larrikins. Get this show, Mid-Flight Brawl, early access and ad-free. And you help and support us here at the show. As I said, we've got an audio engineer now. We've got a researcher. We're hiring people. We're going to be filming stuff soon. So every dollar helps. Thanks for getting around us. We do appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
See you, mate. Take it easy.
See you, mate. Tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.